Here in the world, been talking about Reformation. Every magazine, every television show, every church talking about it. Have you heard about it? I hope you hear some of it. Well, if you're not here, I'm going to talk about it today. Now, the Christian church we are sitting here today, or every Christian church you see, there's a history that we need to understand. And this, today I want to share with you about the life of Martin Luther. What's so special about him during the time of Reformation? Why is it important for us to remember? And what should we do afterward? Now, as I hear so many documentary and movie and program talk about it, there's mixed message. But I want you to bring back into the Word of God to find out what is the message and what the real message of all these reformers start. Now, I come from a Buddhist background, and I can feel some of similarity and how I broke out of Buddhism and find out what the Bible have to say for us. Now, a lot of times people talk about Martin Luther, so I want to start Reformation, but if Martin Luther started alive today, he'd say he's probably not the one. Matter of fact, some of his time of his life, and people say, well, how did he start with all of this? And he thought he started, but he read some of the material that someone else already started. And he said if he would know, he'd probably count himself a Hussite, not what he find. And so amazing that you see the Spirit of God spread out all over Europe. Okay, before that we know about John Wycliffe lived in the time of 1328 to 1384. And he able to find some truth from the Word of God. And when he find about it, he started teaching other his student about it when he in Oxford. And when he find about it, he shared with a lot of people and the word starts spreading. Well, strangely enough, after his death, on May 4th, 1415, at the Council of Constance, at that council, they declared that Wycliffe is heretic. Now, he already did. And so what they did in 1428, 44 years after his death, guess what? The Pope Martin V commanded this. His body needs to dig up and to burn it. Because every heretic needs to be burned. And so this man have not yet burned, so they got to burn him. It's amazing. And so really, when a heretic is happening, they really put to death. Now, he already started that movement. The word is getting around. But not until John Huss would take on some of the idea over the Republic, and actually the reformer back then in Bohemia. And so he started to share the word of God, and they put him to death, burned him at the stake. Now, when people are reading the Bible and find something different from the church back then, as the Roman church, they were burned to death. But because John Huss is very educated, he did not burn him stake alive. They strangled him to death, then he burned him at stake. And so that's how it's happening. And so with John Huss and old Jerome, and here has come, we hear the name of William Tyndale. I have you probably know it. If you hold King James Bible, you got to appreciate William Tyndale. I hold New King James Bible, I got to appreciate because he put his life at stake for this Bible. Now, the first Bible ever translated from the original language in English, from Hebrew and from Greek. And so amazing. William Tyndale lived in the time of 1492, and he was starved to learn about the Word of God. He seemed so powerful, and he said, this Bible needs to be translated into the common language. And so, when he started translating, he finished the New Testament, but in England, does not allow them to print the Bible, so he bring into Germany, and print the Bible, and later on, he started to work on the Old Testament. He finished the Pentateuch and the book of Jonah, and his dear friend betrayed him. So anyway, he got captured in prison. He didn't finish the Old Testament, but his later on, some of his friend translated. But when he was persecuted, dying, he said this last statement. He said, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." He did not say anything else but that. He said, "Open the kings of England's eyes to see this is the true." After his death, 3 years later, 1538, the kings welcomed the English Bible and started to publish that. William Tyndale died to get this word out. And sometimes today we really did not understand how important this book that you have in your hand. These reformers, they find the truth, they love it so much, they really want to spread it around, and they're willing to die for it. I could not believe it. When I started to see the Word of God, it so come real when we really understand in the eyes of these four reformers. Now, not until Martin Luther come along and people just focus on Martin Luther, but you read his stuff, a lot of stuff that he able to get from some other places. And the Lord have started. Even though all those people before Martin Luther have persecuted, but God had put Luther in the right place in the right time. And I'm wondering, did God ever put you in the right place in the right time to do something great? Martin Luther, he started this year. He started a very poor family. And his parents said, "You know what, you got to get into school and be a lawyer to make money because we come from a very poor family." Ever want to ask you that? You know, don't study something else. Study to be a lawyer, to be a doctor, be an engineer to make money. But you know what? Martin Luther just followed his father's counsel and sent him to the school, okay? And at the age of 18 years old, he went to school, and he studied in the school, and guess what? He found the Bible in Latin. And so he started to read about it. He haven't heard about anyone talk about this. And when he go to a worship a church, they talk about the Bible. The priest read about the Bible and just talk about the gospel and the epistle. And they thought, that's all it is. That it must be a complete Bible. And he did not know about it. And he got the Bible in the library. He read on it. You know, the Bible, you cannot take home. You cannot check home, by the way. Now, some other book was chained into the desk somewhere. And he only can read it. He have to go to the library every single day read it. Can you imagine that he loved it so much than any other subject, he decided to go to the library every single day, spend his time, read the Bible, and he prayed, "Lord, one of the day I would like to have my own Bible." He loved it so much that he took time off from his study, from eating, and robbed away his time of sleeping to read the Word of God. My friend, how much time do you really want to take away to read the Word of God? A lot of time we want to use our spare time to read the Word of God. Martin Luther didn't use his spare time. He used the most majority of time, the time that early morning and late at night he want to read. If you invite him to go out and to eat and fast food, he say, no, I don't have time. I've got to read the Bible. You want to go out and do something and say, no, I got to read the Bible. He's craving so much, that's not enough. Just why when I pick up the Word of God, when I first become to know Jesus Christ, I could not believe it. There's so much in here that I want to read it. My friend, we come a very long way. And that's why when we heard about the 95 theses that Martin Luther nailed on the door of the church in Wittenberg, one of the main things I want you guys to notice is he want to talk about sola scriptura. This means the Bible and the Bible only. the Bible and the Bible only. And so I want to talk about 2 points, is the Bible and the Bible only. What does it mean by the Bible and the Bible only? Why did he love the Bible so much? After 500 years, people start reading book about the Bible instead of read the Bible. People fall into the trap, if you will, that we want to see how tradition has been playing. And so what have been sparked him, his interest in the Word of God? Turn with me in the book of John chapter 17, verse 17. John 17, 17. When he wanted to learn about the Word of God, he willing to risk everything to learn about this. John 17, 17. And the Bible says this: sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Now, some of us hear that so many times, but with Martin Luther, they say, this is the truth. I really find the truth now. And you're able to pick up what the Word of God. He never had a chance to read the Word of God. And now this is the truth. When you're able to find the truth, you find something so dear to you, you're so excited about it. He's so crazy about the Word of God. And when the more you read, the more God revealed to you. Now, not only the Word of God, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, you know that this text, we read it all so many times. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. And say this. 5:18. And say this. Chapter 5, verse 18. And say, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one title will be no means passed from the law till all is fulfilled. In other words, I want to summarize it. The Word of God will never do away with. The Word of God is always important into heaven and earth. Every single time. The Word of God is very important. And so when Martin Luther and so many other reformers see this is the Word of God, he opened the Word of God, he read more about it, and here it is. Martin Luther find out the Word of God. Before that, this is what he feels. There's so much requirement that the church put out, according to the Bible, that's what they said. We have to do everything right. And if we be paid for our sin. Okay? And so the more he read about it, he not only diverged away the idea that I have to do what the church and the Bible say, but he found himself to be a sinner, a really terrible sinner. And so this is what he turned the Bible to. If you read with me in the book of James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And this is where it is. When you read the Word of God, you and I will come to the same point of Martin Luther. James chapter 4 verse 7. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. And this is what Martin Luther said. You know what? I got to resist the devil. It's so strong. I'm a sinner. And so the more he read the Bible, these kind of texts is make him be a worse sinner. Verse 10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And so this point in time that he would say, you know what? If I don't repent of my sin, if I don't try to find way to repent, every day he repent, he decides, you know what? I'm not going to be saved. And so this point in time, he decided to change his study, and he wanted to study to be a monk. He said, you know what? If I'm a monk, I think I can save myself. And so he said, I got to be going to monastery to read the Bible and do everything I can to please God. To please God. And so when you read the Bible, you and I will find ourselves that we are sinner. And that's why, first of all, we got to see ourselves a sinner, that we have to find a way to find the Savior. And so when he finds himself a sinner, he works his way to be saved. Okay? And so before I want to get into far of this, I want you and I need to to see this here. God have used Martin Luther for a purpose in his time. And I want you to think about yourself as well. Just like Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. I don't want 500 years of Reformation passed, and we just say, okay, that's a good information. I'm glad that there's a Protestant church. No, God continue want to work with his people, continue reform until he come back again. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. And say this, for it is God who work in you both to do will and to do for his good pleasure. And so what God created you and I, he have a plan. Okay? I'm a pastor today is not because my will. Matter of fact, I never my will. I never intend to be. But God willed me be a pastor in a time like this. For the Vietnamese community. And so you and I were born to do his will, and God will instruct you. And so Martin Luther, it's not coincident that God placed him in the 16th century. Okay? Point number two, I would see very important here, Proverbs chapter 2. And I'm glad I talked with young people, because this is a serious matter, and talking about study. Education is so important. Don't we ever think that we have studied enough? And so book Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. My son, if you receive my word and treasure my commandment within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. These verses are so important that you and I need to take education at heart. These reformers start is not because they're in the myth nowhere in the market. Oh, I got an idea. I want to bring a revival in the church. No. They dig the Word of God. They study. They struggle with it. And so if you and I want to make an impact in our life and other people's life, we got to really study. We have to dig into the Word of God. We take everything that we learn, what school you learn today, learn. We gotta learn. This next stuff, learning. Education will change the world. And you and I continue engaging to study. And so with study, that's where theology will come about. You start to see new insight. Okay? And so when he started to read the Word of God, he struggled with his sin. Okay? At this point in time that they call what a pilot staircase, whatever is it, that Jesus Christ have to climb, and then the woman say, and then the church say, Martin Luther, if you crawl on your knee, okay, long enough, you find favor in God. Now, when I was a Buddhist, that's what the similarity. You have to work your way into heaven. You have to do something, hurting yourself, kill your fleshy body. This is a sinful body, you know? And so Martin Luther, going through that process, he rubbed the floor as much as he can in the monastery, and at night he stayed up all night to pray, and he always worried about it, is he saved or not? And one of his friends say this, in Romans chapter 1:17, read that verse. And since you know the Bible, Martin Luther, you got to read that verse. Find out why you doing all this and you still have to find no peace. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, and this is a very key text for Martin Luther. The just shall live by faith. Now after 500 years we see that's normal because we understand by faith. But no. Back then, this text is not shared to everyone. He saw the text, and that delivered him. Yes, I have faith. God will accept me by it, not by work. Now, back then, this is crazy to hear about it. Okay? Why? Because the church would say, you don't get saved by faith. You don't get saved just believe in God. You have to repent. You have to work at it. You have to do everything so hard to do that. And so now this verse, relieve him. And so same thing. What Buddhism, same thing. That when you heard about the live by faith, you got justified by faith, then you don't have to feel like you do work. You know, when I was in Buddhist background, I said, you know what? If we have to work, then how much work would be enough? But the more you work, you feel like it's never enough. Never enough. And so that's why Martin Luther, this text so important that he was so joyful about it. He studied about it. And here it is. At the same time, or same similar time, that the church came out with the call indulgence. You have to sell the indulgence in order to be saved, to able to part of like repent your sin. And so here it is. This will come out. And they sent all these priests go out and sell all these indulgence to all these churches. When it's come to Germany, Martin Luther find that out. He said, what? This is not according to the word of God. Now, what does that mean, indulgence? That means there's a piece of paper, if you will, met today's language, you hear, if you buy this a piece of paper or a certificate, if you sin, you use a certificate to say that you already pay for your sin. Matter of fact, you don't have to confess anymore. You don't have to go weekly to the priest to confess your sin. You already have this paper. And so people crowded in, buy all these kind of certificate. And even they claim that, you know, if a person in your family have died before they repent, this paper can save their life as well. Can you imagine? There's a go around and people are so excited. But Martin Luther find out that's not true. And he don't know what to do about it. People crowd and buy all these paper and to get their life straight now. But it's not true. And so Martin Luther start to go against it. And so that's one of the 95 theses that he against about this. My friend, today some people still fear that they're not saved. They're afraid that they don't live, keep all the Ten Commandments. They're afraid that one day I did something that I'm not to be saved. My friend, you got to have assurance in God that God want to save you if you repent. If you come to God, God will save you. Of course, God will save you, but you will live according to His word. But if any time you sin, you have what? You have Jesus Christ in heaven to plead for you. And so this will relieve so many people living in that time. Can you imagine this broke out and people are so excited? And guess what? The church cannot sell all these indulgences anymore. They start losing money. You know, with the Buddhist background, same thing. They also sell those type of certificate. They say, you know, especially the death one, you know, you have the loved one who passed away. They say, you know, if you just buy this and I take your name, put it in the temple, and we'll pray every single day, your loved one will alleviate from hell. And so people start believing. Matter of fact, I was sitting in the restaurant the other day and this couple Buddhist and monk come and sell me all these things. I say, I remember this. See, the devil doing everything is possible keep you away from heaven. Create all these fear. If possible, that I could say every religion is similar. Because the hand of devil moving to around to make people feel guilty. Guilty so bad that you don't believe that God can save you. And so that's what all it is. And so Martin Luther, pushing forward about it, he was graduated. He was come to University of Wittenberg. He's teaching there. And people asked him to preach about it. When he found out the truth, he preached about it. And people were so excited about it. Now, why doing that Martin Luther? Because so long, the people are craving for grace, craving for love, craving for acceptance. Because they thought God is a tyrant God. If they do anything, God will zap them. And now they find relief. And as movements took place in Germany, and that's why I just told you about William Tyndale. He cannot print in England, but he said Germany is open, so that's why he bring the Bible into Germany to print. And then he transport all the, 2,000 Bible, whatever at that time, back into England to sell them. And so now the door of Germany is open for the gospel. Open to protest against the church. See, the word protestant is a very important word. It has full of meaning. But today people call protestant so nominal. So, yeah, I'm a protestant. I believe in Jesus. No, protest is our reform of protest against something. That's why we have a Christian church today. Now, I'm so happy that you know English, that the word protestant has meaning, but when it comes to the Vietnam, they don't use that word anymore. They use the word good news. And so you lose all the meaning. What does it mean by protestant? And so you are blessed to live this country, to know what does that mean. But now after 500 years, the mainstream churches are stepped away from what their leader, their reformer have started. The reformer have started something. And that's why today so many things, news that you've read about, you thought about, wonderful to remember the 500 years that Protestants started. But what trigger do you know? Do you know what the reformers say? So many people find out what the church, the Catholic Church back then is like, and now we start to wipe away. We say, oh, that's not true anymore. Maybe our forefathers don't have the knowledge. And so many celebration today is not talking about what the reformer have find out, but they're talking about, if I use the word ecumenism, all the present come together. Matter of fact, in Vietnam, just find out all the present church come together to celebrate. But celebrate what? Celebrate that we started the church. But they did not go into the deep enough why the church started. And so here it is. Now, when Martin Luther find out about it, he preached about it. And so the church considered he a heretic. But he had to prove himself that he not heretic. So he brought him to a different council and lay out all the work he have done, all the track, all the writing, and say, is this your material? He said, yes, it's mine. And say, you need to retract this. You need to take it back. And he says, no. If this from the word of God, I would not retract. Oh, can you imagine the church real upset? Just like you go into a courthouse, and they say, did you do that? And you say, no, it's not me. The whole court was upset about it. You did that. What do you mean you're not doing it? And so Martin Luther said, no, I will live by it and will die with what I preach. And so guess what? As we return home from different council, guess what? The Lord have saved his life. You know, the devil can take his life away instantly, just like other reformer. But save his life, such a point that he have time to able to translate New Testament, then later, Old Testament, and able to publish in the language of German. Man, that is a groundbreaking. It's amazing. Not only that, the Bible now to translate different language everywhere in Europe. That's the excitement. Now people, what? Have the truth. People know what is God's will. People know what the law is. You see, people is not living in the darkness anymore. And that's this. For 1,000 years, people live in darkness, only hear what people, other people say, and you just follow. But now you have the truth. You and I have it. You can go directly to God, directly to the Word of God. You don't have to go to the third party, your middleman. Now, what happened today? Now, back then, so when he found the truth, guess what? He was excommunicated. You know, amazing, the word excommunicated is just so strong. Back then, excess means you take all the house, or your home, your possession away, you have to leave the country. Now, you think excommunicated is hard, but I'm glad at that time they did not burn him at the stake. You know why they didn't burn him at the stake? The people, the church, if they do that, guess what? There should be uproar everywhere in Europe. Because at the right time, in the right place, the church cannot burn people or kill people the way they want to. And so the time have shifted. The people have gone against. And so that time the door have opened for the Word of God. So today you and I have the Bible. It's so important, I want to just emphasize this, that he have excommunicated, but the Word of God has spread everywhere. And now 500 years later, this Bible translates almost every single language on this earth. Of course, some of the tribes don't have it yet, but every single Word of God have translated. Now, what does that mean to you and I today? Is that we're free? Hooray, we got everything's finished? I don't think so, my friend. The devil is still behind our back. The devil have not lose the battle yet. I find out so many people have Bible today that they rarely read them. Study them. But what they read, they read about the Bible instead of the Bible itself. So what happened? People start living in darkness again. We get back to tradition. We follow what the world standard, what the world culture, what the world tradition. And when we come back to say, oh, the Bible said that, oh, it's an old book. It's not important anymore. So two things I wanted you to take out of this. This is what I think I find out. Number one, the Bible has been discredited with the worldly culture or standard is not up to date. This book written 2,000 years ago is not up to date. And so you see what happened? So when we take a text out, they say, oh, that's too old. That's too old. It's not applied. And so the Bible loses faith. Number two, I wanted you to take out of this. If the Protestants come together, they not find out the truth anymore. They don't find the distinct doctrine anymore. You know what distinct doctrine? I mean, the Bible is full of doctrine, right? They don't find distinct doctrine. If you and I, a different faith, have different doctrine, let's not talk about it. We believe in God, only one God. We believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. That's all it needs. Let's come together to solve the world hunger. Let's come together to make peace on this earth. Is that what the word, that's what God wants? We have to find back the Word of God. We cannot come together just to solve the social issue. We have to come together to find the truth from the Word of God. Because the truth will set us free. And that's the thing I'm concerned most about. Even though they celebrate 500 years of Reformation, but is that celebrate to find what the Reformer have found out, or celebrate that now we have our own wonderful church and we're satisfied with it? Now I can say this, including many churches, including our church, we need to give back. Because if we don't study what the Reformer come out, we might fall into the trap like 1,000 years people live in the dark age. And the message of God will go out everywhere, highway and byway, is not to wake people up, but put people asleep. That's my concern. Church member, how do you feel about this? I plead with you, watch the news, listen to all these programs. They drive you closer to God? To motivate you to share the gospel? I've put you to sleep and satisfy my church. My life is fine today. So many programs gone out today. Whether in our church we have Casey work in the middle ministry. We have It Is Written come out with the series 500, right? We have Void Prophecy coming out with the, was it the pale horse, right? Okay, a lot of people don't know what that means, right? Unless you read Revelation. The Amazing Fact come out with the series Foundation of Faith. Watch them. Understand and share. Because few more weeks will be over, right? What is that? October 31st? What is October 31st? Not Halloween, okay? It's a Reformation that Martin Luther have nailed the 95 theses on the door of Wittenberg 500 years ago. If 40 more weeks will be over. If we want to make an impact, make it now. Make it now. Share, discuss, talk through different social media. So people go back into the time of Reformation. Because when it's over, people are not going to listen anymore. So, what does that mean to you and I? Watch these videos, study for yourself, and share. For me, I plan to watch Foundation of Faith from Amazing Facts starting November 3rd to November 11th, and will be streaming at 4 o'clock and I mean 4 o'clock in the East Coast and 7 o'clock. So in other words, 7 o'clock in our time and 10 p.m. I plan to live stream this program in our website and translate in Vietnamese live. And so my heart is pushing this forward to anyone speaking that language. My wish for you to watch this program will change your life and help you go back into the Word of God. God do not want us to stop reforming, right? We don't stop. We continue. Go back, go back, go back. Continue reform until we come to a perfect point. Because it does not stop. And I believe God continue to reveal us truth, new truth that we know what the Word of God is. And so, of course, I cannot share everything. I don't know everything about this history, but you have enough. There's enough information at your fingertip that you're able to search for it. How many people want to do that? You want to watch a series and study about it? Please, please, I want you to read and study. And our church, maybe next week or whatever, we can come together, listen a few series or one series, whatever is important for our church, this church, that get back the Word of God where the Reformer is, so we are on fire. See, you and I will never be on fire unless we get back the Word of God. You want to be on fire? Or just only me? Hopefully I'm getting fired and catch some fire somewhere around here. We got to be on fire. You know, the fire is very important. So I want to close with this last verse here. Which last verse in the book of the Great Controversy starts with this here. Reformer writing of his doctrine were extended into every nation in Christendom. Okay? Thousands were awakened by their death and life, the joy and hope for the life of faith. I'm going to skip a few verses right here. And Jesus said this, "If ye were in the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, because I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they will persecute me, they will also persecute you. And if they have kept my saying, they will keep your also." And this is a very key text for me. If we do the right thing, we preach the right truth, the truth, the world will hate us. But be good cheer. He already won. Be good cheer that you have the vessel that he put in you to shine into this darkness. You and I have the truth. Let's share it. Let's share. How many want to share it? Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our God, we are not living the time of the reformers. I just wish that we able to relive that time. That at least we can catch the burden and the on fire of these reformers, of these churches. I pray that our church, this very church, that know the truth, to know what happened about the end time, to share the good news, to share something happened, all the sign of time happened. Lord, help us to learn and to share. Because so many people were lost in this world if we don't share. I pray that you continue to put the burden into our church, all the young people here, that we grab what your vision is. They continue to live it and they share. Help us, Lord. Help us to save many people around us. That when you come again, you call each one of us, well, faithful servant, come to the place I prepare for you. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.